December 12th, 2023, MBA meeting.
All right, recording on. Turn the ringer off on my phone.
Is there something happening at 10:30 at the Knapp Cemetery?
Tonight?
On Saturday? Alan just mentioned that.
Yeah, at the Knapp, the old Rock Church has something.
He said we won't be back to the Knapp Cemetery by 10:30 a.m. ourselves.
Well, there's the wreaths across America.
Is it going from one to the next?
I thought it was at the cemetery.
9 o'clock in Fredonia.
Yeah.
And 11 here.
Oh. All right. And so are they wanting us to read at both places?
I didn't hear that.
I don't know if you have to or not do both. I'm not talking in Fredonia, I don't think. I should verify that.
You're not?
I didn't think I was.
Maybe I am. Did you guys get the script draft?
Yeah. Is this the one he just sent us?
Yeah. Friday. It's recording.
Yeah, it's recording and it's 1:30.
Okay.
I don't know how to run this.
Oh.
We'll let Wade.
After a minute, it turns on. Otherwise, we're watching it.
Try it, select.
Hello. Hello, and welcome to the MBA meeting for the Kane County Municipal Building Authority, being held today, Tuesday, the 12th of December, beginning at 1:32 in the school boardroom at the Knapp Center in Knapp, Utah. We welcome everybody who's here. Thank you for your support. We'll call the meeting to order. First item is the consent agenda, which last time we met was on the 24th of October, so that need approval for, which includes the approval for the MBA minutes. Back then, we were talking about the approval of Babcock design contract for the community outreach building, which was approved, and also the change orders for the courthouse and the building B. We're still seeing a final number on that, but any comment?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda, including the minutes from the October meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Meeting was unanimous for the approval of the meeting minutes from October 24-23. So the first item on, and only item on today's agenda, is the approval of the Maxwell construction contract for the Kane County Community Outreach Building, which I'm not sure if Rob, did you have any concerns? I know you reviewed it. Anything?
So
you need
I
to be
sent
aware of?
To Maxwell. Almost a redraft of the contract. They reviewed it and met with me just this morning. Sorry, I'm trying to participate in the Senate and Commission meeting at the same time. So I can kind of outline it. That should, isn't that my draft in their packet?
Yeah, but Chris gave me the new one. He just sent it to me when I ran and
So the packet is my draft, and just to summarize, the biggest change that it has in there is the structure that's required.
Do you want it?
That's the
new one
with the latest couple of changes. Yeah. So this is a design build, right? So there's like a first phase where the contractor works with the architect to finalize the plans to reduce costs, and then at some point they submit to us a guaranteed maximum price that we then accept. After that point, they bear the risk of the project, and also at the time that the guaranteed maximum price is established, we will negotiate with them incentives if the project is able to come in under the guaranteed maximum price, and you know, like, let's say we negotiate half and half, and it's $100,000 under budget, they would get a $50,000 incentive for that. So that's the overall concept of the contract. The change, the only change that should be in this version, is they were concerned about how change orders would affect the guaranteed maximum price. The contract was, in my opinion, already clear that any change orders that resulted in additional or less costs would similarly adjust the guaranteed maximum price, but we added a couple of sentences to clarify that.
Okay, thank you. Now, was there any discussion on the parking lot? Or that's a total separate, is that like a change order? The parking lot over there, having it all paved?
So that would be included in the design phase.
Okay.
And so if we asked them to include the parking lot, then that would be in the plans, and that would be included in the established guaranteed maximum price.
Okay. Any questions from the commissioners?
So is it section 6 that has the updated language?
I think in what we have is not, this is fresh off the press, like from this morning, correct?
Yeah,
because he just met with them. So the one in our packet is...
This is what...
The one in the packet is the older one.
Oh, not the thing that you...
No, I just handed Rob, because Chris sent that to me like 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
That one was the one Rob recommended, yeah. And there were some more changes. So.
And is it section 6 that we're talking about?
So section 14, at the very end, there's an additional sentence.
Uh-huh.
And then... there's a change also in... yeah, section 6, towards the end of the first paragraph, subject to any changes in the GMP due to approved change orders as set forth in section 14.
Okay.
I have a question. And this, I guess I'm just kind of looking overall. What does this lock us into, Rob? This does not choose Maxwell Construction as the contractor itself, does it? Is this just the management side, or is this both?
No, they're the contractor.
They will be the contractor. So we've got, I mean, this appears to be a contract for the construction management. Is that going to be, I guess I was viewing this as an outside entity that would work between us and the general contractor.
No, the original RFP was for someone to build the building. It's just the...
okay.
The specific mechanism was a design build.
All right.
With the guaranteed maximum.
Okay.
And they were awarded the contract, I don't know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And now this is the nitty gritty of it. Like,
they were awarded the bid. The proposal,
okay.
And this is the follow up with the contract
from
that proposal.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion for the approval or disapproval of Maxwell Construction contract with the for the Kane County Community Outreach Building.
Go ahead.
I'm itching to. Well, it's just that we had just come from a site walkthrough on Building B and on the courthouse building, and some brainstorming was happening about some potential new opportunities. And so I think the thought is, I believe Commissioner Heaton was asking, does this lock us in to where if we decide to change things, is it too late? But I feel like with the change order language, it wouldn't be too late. But could you advise us?
Too late for what?
To make changes.
To the overall structure of the building, even. I mean,
no, this signing this contract now is where the contractor now gets to work with us in really looking at the plans to try to cut down costs and and then get the plans fully developed. And that's kind of the phase one of this contract.
Yeah.
Phase two is building. And there's a schedule of when they need to have these things completed.
And so we can make the building bigger, smaller, we can add the parking lot, we can still do all those things. We've still got the flexibility. We haven't committed to anything other than we will be working with Maxwell Construction.
Yes.
Okay, understood. With that, Chair, I will move that we adopt and approve the Maxwell Construction contract for the Kane County Community Outreach Center. With the changes that our attorney added into the most recent draft.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Voting was unanimous for the approval of the Maxwell Construction contract for the Kane County Community Outreach Center. I know the sheriff just walked in. Is there anything you want to add to the MBA meeting, Sheriff?
No, I'm sorry I'm late. I appreciate you approving that contract. That'll let us move forward with that, get closer to guaranteed maximum price, which is what we really need to discuss next. So.
Okay, thank you for all your work.
Yep.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned at 1:40.
Shall we run to the county building real quick?
I'm not sure.
Don't you need your...
Yeah.